The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
It's another hour of What's on Your Mind, Monday edition of the program. We're coming to you live and direct from the state capitol in Bismarck today because in about an hour, a little less than an hour now, a major announcement will take place. There has been a press release put out on this now, and as I mentioned earlier, I was here bright and early working the hallways and have some more information on this particular project that's going to be announced at 11 o'clock today, and it's nothing short of extraordinary. Biggest private sector project in the history of North Dakota, $4 billion, 500 employees. And I'm just looking here at what we're going to learn in the way of what those employees will be. So, in other words, it's one thing to say, well, 500 folks, what are those 500 folks going to do? Highly trained in manufacturing, marketing, administrative, safety, financial, and senior executive positions. So you can't even imagine what kind of pay scale we're talking about for those 500 folks. And we know this much. It's part of a master limited partnership that will be headquartered in Bismarck. Don't know where the actual plant will be because obviously all of this is about NGLs going to into manufacturing products, and that's what they'll do. Ron Ness will be here in just a moment from the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Our bi-monthly conversation with him, and a great opportunity for you to ask anything you'd like. Also, Ron's a member of the North Dakotans for Common Sense Conservation Group that are part of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, one of many groups. In fact, this goes to the point from last hour where a lot of you wanted to talk about Measure 5, and more of you are welcome to do that. We're trying to find somebody in favor of this thing. What we know is groups like Ducks Unlimited and others are pouring dollars into this, and that's what you're hearing. So this is going to take a grassroots effort from those of you that feel strongly about this. The group itself in opposition to Measure 5 is North Dakotans for Common Sense Conservation. And that group is made up of more than 360,000 farmers and landowners, more than 288,000 employees, more than 30,000 families, almost 10,000 businesses, more than 1,700 state and local officials, 300 cities, 55 conservation districts, and all 53 counties have come out against this. So it's strong grassroots, but as you've seen in the polls, it's something to be aware of. Tomorrow, we'll be at the Empower Energy Conference. It'll take place at Bismarck State College on the broadcast. Look forward to that as well. And I'm making my way to Williston tonight, as the Trinity Christian School is hosting Sarah Palin and David Barton tonight. Anytime you get Sarah Palin in the Bakken, you got to be there. And it'll evidently her comments expected to center a lot on what energy is doing in North Dakota. So looking forward to that conversation. I have a full report for you tomorrow on the program. Here's how you join us, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. We're brought to you in part today by MyPillow. And if you go to MyPillow.com or call them at a number I'll give you in just a moment, you get the Scott and Todd deal. That's the two-for-one on their original classic pillows. Savings of 50% off on the two-for-one deal. So ask them for the two-for-one deal when you call or when you go to the website, MyPillow.com. Click on that. And by the way, there's savings on all kinds of other things as well. I ordered a travel pillow, which is really nice if you travel a lot. Pillowcases, the body pillow, the mattress toppers, all the great savings when you go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code SCOTT. Or call them at this number, 800-506-9028, 800-506-9028, the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation. I'm telling you what, I don't leave home without it. I don't lay my head on any other pillow ever.
Well,
and I never will.
Home without it, but it came right back, thankfully.
Yeah.
So.
I've left hotels without it, but I never leave home without it.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Yeah,
well.
That's why I've got to get a few other pillows. Anyway, 60-night money-back guarantee on this thing. That's how good it is. 10-year warranty. It's incredible. MyPillow.com or call them at 800-506-9028 and check it out. All right, 10 past the hour, and Terry and Minokin and Arlen and Minot want to weigh in here. But first, let me welcome our next guest for this hour who's here to answer your questions and comments at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. It's one of our Ask the Industry segments here. So you can ask Ron Ness, president of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, anything you'd like about this booming Bakken, and I get to go first. Hi, Ron. How are you?
Hi, Scott. I'm great. How about that weekend, last weekend?
Unbelievable.
As an opener, we need about 20 more of those a year.
No kidding. And then the weather, and it's 60-something today and 70-something tomorrow, and it's fun to hunt pheasants in that kind of weather.
It was great.
How'd you do?
Lots of birds. Did great, and heard good reports from everywhere, and had my son out, and it was all good.
I had one friend limited out in 45 minutes down around Regent. 45 minutes. Had their fill. Headed for the Cannonball Imp. Why not, right?
Gets to be a long day when you're done in 45 minutes.
So it sounds like all those reports on the hatch are pretty darn good. We're doing good.
Yeah, I think it's great, and looking forward to getting out again. And just so many good things right now.
Did you find any Measure 5 supporters when you were out there?
I have yet to find one. I was with farmers and ranchers and hunters and sportsmen, and carried around some No on 5 signs. And, Ducks Unlimited has poured another $1 million into TV. So you're going to see a lot of slick TV ads. You're going to hear a lot. But the grassroots folks of this have to get word out one by one, because, we don't have the money to compete with these guys who are, trying to rob the kitty for the future. And, I'm very glad the coalition of 57 organizations has stepped up. All of the state leaders have stepped up, but the message has to get through. And, the oil and gas industry has stepped up to try and provide some funding to ensure that people understand what this really means. It's going into our Constitution for 25 years. It's prioritizing ducks and conservation over people and roads and housing and daycares and tax relief and all of the other things that everyone else has to come to this building for. So vote no on 5. But what I'm really excited to talk about today is this plastics plant.
I want to ask you about this because, we know this. Governor Dalrymple at 11 today here at the state capitol. We'll be joined by energy industry leaders, the state's congressional delegation, and fellow North Dakota Industrial Commission members to announce plans for a record-setting private industry investment in North Dakota's energy sector. We've heard it's $4 billion. And it's about value added. So when we talk about value added in a natural gas project, what are we talking about?
We are talking about taking Bakken natural gas liquids, ethane, and turning them into what we're seeing in Jamestown and Grand Forks is fertilizer. This is talking about taking ethane gas derived from Bakken gas, turning it into polypropylenes, which is plastics, which is what your cell phone's made out of, which is what the world has a great demand for plastics, polypropylene, made from ethane. We are now officially in the chemical industry in North Dakota. And, the legislature approved a study that was completed in May over the last year. That study talked about North Dakota's opportunities to create and generate a chemical industry because of our ability to move those products to the East Coast, to the West Coast, to the Great Lakes, to the Gulf Coast. Gonna need good rail service. We're gonna need workers. But how exciting is this? And I've thought about this a few times, that all of the discomfort about flaring and all of the rhetoric about flaring, had we had a natural gas pipeline from day one that had taken all this gas to the Gulf Coast where they make most of this stuff, or to the Rust Belt, we never would have seen these things popping up in North Dakota, like a fertilizer plant in Jamestown, or I don't think they've announced where this plant, this $4 billion plant's going to go. So, those economic developers out there ought to stand up and take notice today. But taking this gas and making something the world wants right here in North Dakota, adding value to another one of our great commodities. We're learning from what our friends in the ag industry have done on adding value. Now we're adding value to energy. So I think it's just exciting.
You mentioned this study, and it looks like the study actually that Empower Equestria, the North Dakota Department of Commerce, commissioned, are the reason that this group, which is an alliance between a North Dakota, it's actually a Delaware limited liability company that will be headquartered, their partnership in Bismarck, and they have a partnership with some big players, one out of Spain called TR, can't pronounce the name, and also Vinmar Projects out of Houston, Texas, are all co-developers. These are mega companies that are building other billion-dollar plants and have worldwide operations. There's some major players that are coming in. Tell me about the study. What did the study say?
Well, what the study does is it said is, what can we do in North Dakota with our natural gas liquids? What makes sense here? And the study came back and it said fertilizers, it said polypropylenes, it says butadienes, which is used for tires. It included the ethanol industry, it included the natural gas components, all of the industry leaders from all of the energy sectors, biodiesel, ethanol, agriculture, oil, coal, wind. We all worked together on this. This was a joint venture in behalf of the Department of Commerce. We presented this to the Interim Energy Committee. They presented this at our Williston Basin Conference. These guys stood up, took notice, and I think that was the kind of the decision point of we can do this. IHS, a world-class entity, did the study, and I just don't think it gets any more exciting.
And it's pretty amazing. Ron Ness with the North Dakota Petroleum Council here to take your questions or comments. Let me get Terry Minokin here quickly and be able to get Ron's answer on the other side of the break. Terry, what's your question or comment?
Well, actually, my comment was from your previous section where you were concentrating more on measure number 5. I just wanted to say I've already voted, and I've voted against it. But on the other hand, I think that if we've got that kind of money, wasn't it a week or two back where they were talking about trying to do something for the students, the college students of North Dakota? If we're going to do something with that kind of money, why don't we set it up so that every...
Hang on a sec, Terry. We're up against the break. Want to get your comment? Other side. Stay tuned.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
One thing I really enjoy about pheasant hunting is it's an active sport. If you're serious about pheasant hunting, you're going to be out there working for the birds. The gear that's available today is going to make your hunt just that much more enjoyable. Watching my own dog work, being out there with my friends, congratulating a buddy on a good shot, those are all things that I really like about upland hunting. I'm Judd Geese, and I'm an upland hunting expert at Shields.
Shields, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
PetroServe USA. When you want a gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick 4 for just $4. That's right, get a single topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any 2 cookies all day, every day. 4 items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Loading and unloading grain is safer and more efficient than ever with the Roltec electric conversion system from AgriCover. Featuring the new Command 10 remote with next generation Zigbee technology. It's smart and easy to use, keeping you in control. This completely integrated system uses the same remote to wirelessly operate tarps and hoppers. Over time, the Roltec electric conversion will pay for itself. Why? It reduces driver fatigue. It's lighter by design, and it saves time, allowing more trips per day. So schedule your install today by calling Dickinson Truck Equipment, 701-483-4369. Nelson Ripplinger Sales in Minot at 701-721-1252. Burt's Truck Equipment, East Grand Forks at 218-773-1194. Yankton Canvas in Jamestown at 701-252-6927. Or find a dealer near you. Go online to RoltecElectric.com. RoltecElectric.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Past the hour, we are back on What's On Your Mind. Here's the telephone number, 800-228-0550-701-258-0550. We are at the state capitol today in Bismarck. We are here because there's a major announcement at 11 o'clock on a value-added natural gas plant, $4 billion plant. I can't remember what the Garrison Dam cost, but I'd love to know in today's dollars what the Garrison Dam was at compared to that. But this is obviously the biggest private sector plant. I wonder where it's at. on the biggest, you know, project ever. It'd be interesting to do some math on that point. Tyrion Minokin was making a point of other ways these dollars could be used than what the Measure 5 proponents are for. Tyrion, anything else you want to add to that before I give Ron a chance to answer?
Well, I just wanted to say that if we've got that kind of money that we can siphon off to someplace else, and I was referring back to the news story that was on a few weeks back about trying to do something for the college students in the state of North Dakota, let's take that kind of money and give every North Dakota State resident college student some kind of aid that they don't have to pay back to their and apply it to their college tuition.
Ron?
Scott, I like Terry's idea of it. You should start a list of what we could do with $150 million a year. And I'll give you my list. You know, my list is this is an oil tax paid by the oil industry. And we want more money going back to those communities, the schools in Western North Dakota, the roads in Western North Dakota, the affordable housing in Western North Dakota, the law enforcement issues. So I think that people like Terry, we could come up with one incredible list. And that's what the legislature does, is they try and prioritize things and list this. This puts the Ducks Unlimited special fund at the very top of all lists. And that's something North Dakotans, and it's in our Constitution that they prioritize this over all other things with no legislative oversight, no decision for 25 years. So it'd be kind of fun to get a list of all the great ideas. And then let's all go to work, the legislature, and fund ideas like Terry's.
Right. Anything else, Terry?
No, you know, I totally agree with what he's saying. I'm just throwing that out there as if we've got that kind of money. But I agree that, you know, first those cities and those counties and municipalities out in the western side of the state absolutely need to be taken care of first. Thank you.
You bet. Appreciate the call. I mean, that's the thing. The dollars they would take for projects, which, by the way, aren't even evidently worthy of coming to the Outdoor Heritage Fund for a request, because there's a pot of money sitting there that's been dedicated for that, that the things they say they will spend this on, they've not come and asked for. So that really tells me this is more about feathering the nest of, national groups and building Taj Mahal so they can say they're for ducks and for pheasants, right?
Did you say feathering the nest?
I did, actually.
With gold?
I didn't even intend to make that pun, but I guess I did. Orlin and Minot, what's on your mind, Orlin?
I seen a campaign ad here that Senator has out that Senator Cramer was in favor of a $2 billion cut in VA. I don't know if that's true. I thought he was a lot more pro-vet than that.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's the silly season, Orlin, so you can take votes and twist them any way you want. I think the ad that you're talking about includes a piece of legislation that was a reduction in the increase, not a cut. So the cut would not be used effectively or correctly there. I think also it was the very same legislation Senator Heidi Heitkamp voted in favor of. So if we're to take George Sinner's ad at its word, you'd have to direct the same criticism at the Democratic senator that's raising most of his money to run those ads.
In other words, it's lawyer language.
It is lawyer language by lawyers. Imagine that, right? Yeah.
Take a word yes and turn it into a no.
Be very careful. Be very careful, Orlin. Absolutely right. And, I know there was one issue that Congressman Cramer was on talking about repeatedly regarding, veterans that the benefits that he didn't like that was part of a larger package that he voted for, but they later went and fixed it. And, again, Senator Heitkamp voted the same way. So, anyway, it's the silly season, but I'm glad you're paying attention because you caught it. And you're right. Sean and Bismarck, you're next on What's On Your Mind. I want to talk Measure 5. Ron Ness from the North Dakota Petroleum Council here with answers. Your questions welcome on any and all topics. Go ahead, Sean.
Just two quick points. First off, I'm not in favor of using any of the state money to give kids free tuition to college. And whether that comes out of some initiative where if we defeat Measure 5 and we instead decide to use the surplus to pay for it or whatever. Two things on that. Kids already don't have enough skin in the game and pretty much don't value college education as it is. And to give it to them for free is not going to help that. But more importantly, how do we look our soldiers, our veterans in the face, many of them who signed up in part to receive college benefits? How do we look them in the face and say, your sacrifice is now pretty much worth nothing because we're giving this benefit to everybody, whether they've served their country or they have not?
Interesting point. Yeah, I think, Ron, what you were suggesting in response to the previous caller, okay, that's an idea. Put it before the legislature. The tax comes in for the legislature to decide how to spend it. What this, what Measure 5 is an end around. It's an end around the process to put it into a pot of money and go buy land and do some things that North Dakotans don't want to do. I mean, they couldn't get their way through the legislature, so they're trying to mandate it in this way. I don't think you were necessarily saying spend money on college students, tuition rather than, were you, Ron?
Well, what Sean is saying exactly what happens in the legislative process. You have an idea, you bring it forth, it gets debated, and maybe you find an alternative solution that. You know, Sean and Terry agree on, but this avoids all of that. This just prioritizes the money. It's a mandatory spending process. We don't get to have the debate. Nobody.
Well, that's
nobody
where I was kind of going with my second point here, too, gentlemen. Is what's if Measure 5 passes? What's going to be the next feel good thing that has a cute name that everybody can latch onto? Like, we all want clean water, so therefore this will automatically give it to us if we just put this spending in the Constitution. What's going to be the next thing that gets put in the Constitution that doesn't end around the what the forefathers originally saw the role of the legislature, which is basically the power of the purse? That's their job. If they're not doing their job, we need different legislators, and it's up to us as voters to elect people to the job to spend how we want them to spend.
Exactly right. Yeah, and by the way, I would argue Measure 1 is an end around the legislature. I mean, Measure 1 is the reason to vote in favor of Measure 1 is to prevent end arounds by the legislature by judges, and keep things crystal clear. So yes on 1 and no on 5. And by the way, Measure 4 goes a little ways down the road of what you're talking about, Sean, to prevent this from happening in the future. Mm-hmm. You know, and says you can't force this spending in the Constitution. So Measure 4 fixes future Measure 5, doesn't it, Ron?
4 is the fix to 5 because I think what Sean is saying is right. This if 5 happens, who's next? You can show that you can spend $4 to $5 million in North Dakota and buy yourself $4 to $5 billion over the next 25 years, and it won't end. California has been down that path. You essentially whittle away all of the discretionary funding, you know, and they keep saying it's a little bit amount of money. Actually, there's about 16% of the oil money that's discretionary. This takes 5 of it. So those special funds that we're talking about for veterans or extra money for schools, this takes over a third of it.
Sean, thanks for the call. John has a question about oil extraction. We'll get to that when we come back. Calling from Western North Dakota. Stay tuned.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash to tell us about their new interior detailing services for pickups, semis, and it's nice and easy. I don't even need to make an appointment, do I, Megan?
Absolutely. Just drop it off at night, and it will be ready the next morning.
What's not to love about that, folks? Drop it off at night, it's ready the next morning. Interior detailing, and they're open 24/7. North Dakota Truck Wash, south of the Pinnacle Cenex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Call them 701-628-1550, 701-628-1550. Thanks, Megan.
Thank you.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Big news at the state capitol in Bismarck today, which is why What's on Your Mind is coming to you live and direct from the state capitol tomorrow, Bismarck State College, for the big Empower Energy Conference that Governor Dalrymple, Senators Hovind and Heitkamp, Congressman Kramer will be hosting at BSC. And by the way, more of the details of this particular project that will be announced at 11 o'clock this morning in the Great Hall at the state capitol. I think it's the Great Hall. I haven't even really looked, I guess, at that press release to be sure. It usually is when it happens there. I'll double check that. But anyway, the folks from Badlands NGL actually are on the panel tomorrow, so we'll learn more about that. It will happen in Memorial Hall, the State Capitol Memorial Hall, 11 o'clock today, about a half hour from right now, and we'll have it for you live on 550 K-Fire, the mothership for What's on Your Mind. If you want to tune in 550 and hear all the details, you will, and you'll have to just hold tight for Rush Limbaugh. A little later than usual. All right, let's get back to the phones. Ron Ness is here of the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Any questions or comments for Ron are welcome at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Western North Dakota is where John is calling from at a question about oil extraction. Go ahead, John.
Hi, good morning. Great show you guys got there. My question is, why do we need an 11% extraction tax? Every time I ask that question, I get a funny look, and this money is absolutely driving people crazy. The college tuition thing, I paid my own way through college. My boys did. We're all doing great. You're going to create a lot of professional students. And this oil extraction tax, it was started with an initiated measure back in the 80s, and it instantly drove the oil companies out of the state. What would it take to reduce it, to cut it in half, and take this money off the table so that these people don't, come out of the woodwork with all these wacky ideas like Measure 5. So thanks for the great show, and I'll hang up and listen. Thank you.
Thanks for the call, John, and appreciate the history lesson, too, because I think some folks forget how we ended up with that 11% extraction tax, and you're exactly right. It accelerated the demise of the bust in the 80s without question. And by the way, it was an idea put forward by, at the time, a tax commissioner by the name of what, Kent Conrad, Byron Dorgan, I forget which, but ironically, some folks that went on to some long careers in North Dakota politics were part of that bust in the 80s. But his question is for you, Ron, and that is, why do we have one?
Well, the 11.5% extraction tax, it's 5% gross production tax, and then the 11.5%, 6.5% oil extraction tax, that was put in 1981 by the vote of the people. That is paid by not only the oil producers, but of course any farmers and ranchers or mineral owners that get one out of every five barrels approximately, they also pay that tax. So we're going to pay somewhere between $8 and $9 billion over the next 2 years. That would be somewhat double to what our entire state budget was. But 33 years, I think the oil industry has, and those folks who pay that have been, you know, frustrated with that, but it's never legislatively changed. In fact, last session we ended up paying, we lost a couple of tax incentives on the oil side, ended up paying $220 million more at the end of the session. So I don't think anybody else went home from the session paying more than what, and already paying 50% of the state's revenues. But I think the big question for today is, let's just get more of that money back to the communities. Let's get it out. And, you know, that's a discussion for another day. We don't plan to have that discussion this session because we have been unsuccessful for 33 years in that debate. So let's get more of it back to where it needs to go and utilize it properly in North Dakota. And then it's for another day.
All right, yeah. So the point is, when it has been brought up last session and the session prior, the idea was, look, we've got a lot of infrastructure needs. We've got to wrap our arms around what exactly right. we need with those funds. At some point, yes, it should be addressed because it's the lowest, it's rather the highest oil tax in the lower 48.
I believe it's the third. But you, at some point, you become so heavily dependent upon the oil tax revenues that all other tax revenues fade away. And that's great while it lasts, but let's look back to 1985. And so, you know, we were glad that we did measure the legacy fund to ensure that there's something there in the future for our grandchildren. But, you know, now the focus has to be, let's get the money to work where it needs to go to work. And let's hold off on that debate for down the road, and we'll see what happens.
A good question, John. Appreciate the call. Caller from Dickinson wants to talk about Measure 5. What's on your mind? Are you there, caller?
Hello?
Hi, go ahead. You're on. What's on your mind?
I just got a comment on, like, Measure number 5. It seems like the legislature is too slow to react on some of this stuff, and that's where we get measures like this that come up. So a few years ago with property taxes, until we had that went to the ballot, they never really addressed the property taxes like they should. And I'm against number 5 completely. I think the legislature has to be more proactive and come up with these ideas before these groups do. I mean, like, Governor Dalrymple will come up with, you know, with the budget now to stick more money into these things, and that should have been done, you know, possibly a while ago.
Yeah, interesting point, caller. I'll let Ron take it. I mean, I think obviously that's fair criticism, although the Outdoor Heritage Fund was for this reason, right? And a number of these groups were in favor of that initially and were part of that effort in the last session, were they not, Ron?
Well, I think he's right in a sense, but that's the process that we have here. And anybody that's ever come to the legislature, if you think that you're going to get what you want, wholehearted when you come in on
the first time you ask,
time around,
yeah.
you got come back again two or three times, and that's what happened with the Outdoor Heritage Fund, and all of the groups agreed. We all sat together at the table. We worked out the plan to work together because I think this is something that we all support and a reason why we live here. So then you go cowboy up and you go out and do your own thing because you weren't happy. You didn't think it was enough or you wanted to buy land with it. I mean, that's essentially where we're at. But I think he's right.
And that, by the way, was one of the rubs before when these groups were at the same table, was that there was a real disagreement over whether the funds should be used to buy land, right?
That was one of the primary. Again, you get the Farm Bureau and the Farmers Union agreeing for something. Anybody that knows something about North Dakota politics, they agreed on that one, and they agree now against this 5. But I think the caller is right. But that is the process that we have because you get things right maybe the second or third look. You don't jump into something. So I would tend to agree that usually we're, you know, legislatively we're slower to react. But and you know, we've probably seen that out west. People say, well, why didn't you get more money out west? Well, you know, $2.5 billion seemed like a big amount, but nobody expected we were going to be at a million barrels of oil, 55,000 employees working in the oil and gas industry. Towns like Watford City, Williston, doubling or tripling. So it's hard to predict. But he's right. Let's
appreciate the call. I like, speaking of funding for the Western North Dakota oil impacted communities, I like your line when they say, you know, we're giving them more money than they can spend. Try us, right? Try us. Just put it in there and we'll show you. The needs are there. So that argument won't hold water, will it?
Well, Scott, and you're right. You know, they can't spend it all. Well, baloney. They can spend it. And, the next fight after this one is we're all behind them. Let's get this done. Let's make sure that they come out of this session so they can plan ahead and get them, get their communities. Workforce, you know, this announcement today, you think about 500 workers. Out of all the issues in the oil industry, I was asked by on a media interview last week, what's the biggest issue? I'm telling you, it's workforce.
People.
People is going to get, as the rest of this country's economy improves, people are getting harder and harder. And people means affordable housing, which means communities have to be able to have the infrastructure so the builders can build a house that I can afford.
Give you an idea, at your conference in Dickinson, the annual meeting of the North Dakota Petroleum Conference, I heard the head of Halliburton say he needed 21,000 people, and obviously have a huge part of their operation right here in North Dakota. That's just one company that is having this renaissance because of the, you know, shale oil and gas plays around the United States. So,
well, some community after today is going to be looking at needing 500 employees.
Think about that. Unbelievable. Fred and Moorhead on Measure 5. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Fred.
Yes, I was calling on the Measure 5 issue. I'm a resident of Minnesota. I'm a conservative Republican. I believe strongly in property rights, and I think farmers are the best stewards of the land, the best conservationists there are. I've never hunted in North Dakota. I go down to South Dakota. But I'll tell you, I think it's time. I like Measure 5 because it gives you a chance to be proactive. So what has happened in Minnesota doesn't happen in North Dakota. The western central part of Minnesota used to be part of the duck factory. 90% of everything has been drained, ditched, and tiled. If we're looking at just the hunting aspects, I don't want to see that happen in the Dakotas. And this is a chance to bring some money to the plate. I was against the constitutional amendment in Minnesota because it gave a lot of the money to arts and humanities. I didn't necessarily agree with that, but that's not on board in the North Dakota case now. It's supposed to be, what, water parks and wildlife.
So we finally found somebody in favor of Measure 5, but they're from Minnesota.
Well,
what about Fred's point?
Fred's got good points. You know, there was Minnesota senator that came out in Measure 5, too, from Minnesota. So, but, you know, I think the question, Fred, is that should we dictate what landowners do with their private land?
Wow.
And when you go across North Dakota now, you go up to Robinson, Stanley, there's so much water up there. That's natural water because of the wet cycle we've been in, all the way up across the northern tier, down through that central area, Devil's Lake. Nobody accounts for how much the wetlands have consumed of private farmland. And you know, I think the landowner, all the farm groups, 37 of them against this measure, can answer that question. But I think at the end of the day, you have to work with farmers, and this measure works against farmers.
Well, I'm
a hunter. If I want to go hunt, I got to work with landowners and figure out
the
things that work for them.
If it's a question, though, of willing sellers and willing buyers, where have the property rights taken a back seat?
Willing buyers and willing sellers.
You're
using state funds, though. Well, I mean, this is using state funds to intervene in that.
Yeah, so the buyer's using our money.
So I think that's, you know, willing buyer and willing seller. You know, we've got some unique laws in North Dakota. We've got a law that prohibits corporate farming. I don't know that any other state has that. I'm not an expert in that arena. But some of the stuff you've seen probably, Fred, in Iowa and other places is that. So that's an issue. But at the end of the day, $8 corn or $2 corn, a lot of that stuff will shake out in the end of what's available for conservation.
I think the caller earlier that said, you know, the legislature ought to be a little more proactive on this to prevent Measure 5s. He was against it. And your points are something to be considered. It's obviously with Minnesota. Minnesota's gone so extreme, it's unbelievable. Can more be done? Yes. But short of $4.8 billion over 25 years, when there's a whole lot of needs out there, would be my comment.
Well, and we've got the conservation, the state plots program, we've got the CREP program. So I would, you know, say that we have to put more money into those projects to help landowners make the decisions that, you know.
Makes sense. Thanks for the call. Greg and Bobel's, Jeff and Minot, when we come back on What's on Your Mind with Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Stay tuned.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
This past year, we have witnessed significant and unprecedented disruptions in rail service that are preventing us from moving our soybeans to market. This issue is of great concern to the North Dakota Soybean Council as we enter the soybean harvest and winter marketing season. To this end, the North Dakota Soybean Council is teaming up with the North Dakota Soybean Growers Association and the Soy Transportation Coalition to identify what we can do to facilitate and expedite solutions to these serious rail delays. Solutions will likely result from a collaborative effort with the railroads, the elevators, the farming community, and key influencers. Be assured that the North Dakota Soybean Council is staying on top of this issue and is focused on bringing alternative solutions to the table. Watch for updates on this topic in the Soybean Grower magazine.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
All right, we're back at 11 before the top of the hour, our final segment here, and then we will be bringing you on 550 KFIRE coverage of this major announcement that Governor Dalrymple has called before 11 o'clock today here at the state capitol, and it is officially a project being announced only as a new value-added natural gas project. We have some inside baseball on it. It's about a $4 billion investment connects the flaring reduction issue with a major infrastructure project and manufacturing. I mean, that's just absolutely incredible. Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council here, and some more calls waiting. Greg and Bobels with a question. Go ahead, Greg. What's on your mind?
Respect to Measure 5, I think a lot of the problem why we have so many people with their hands out looking for money is because we have so much money, but in all reality, if the state was spending that money where it should be being spent into infrastructure, local governments and stuff, there wouldn't be, it wouldn't look so good to the rest of the organizations. One thing we got going on right now is we're going to be voting real soon, and local governments are looking for ways to raise money to build courthouses and schools and stuff like that, and I think the state really needs to be helping out, because the city of Minot, for instance, this oil field reaches about way past where they draw their taxes from, same way with Williston and Dickinson. I mean, it's reaching out into Montana, but the people that work here and the infrastructure that's being built is being built because of part of the work that we're doing in Montana also. So,
Greg, thanks for the comment. Ron, response?
Well, I think it goes back to our first call, you know, $3 million a week, $300 million biennial. This is real money. What can we do? What could we do with it?
But he's saying the reason they're going after it is because it's sitting there rather than being spent in the communities.
Well, I understand that, but again, the money is there. It's how you prioritize your dollars and then determine whether you have the appropriate tax relief. You know, we're going to...
It also would be taken away from these projects, right? I mean, if you do the math on what this would do over 25 years, you could build 400 schools and darn near 300 hospitals and 1,000 miles of four-lane highway, 88,000 law enforcement officers. I mean, that's real needs.
Scotty, it's like another tax off your paycheck every month. I mean, you take that money off, you don't have any discretion over where it's going. It's going here. So no matter what our ideas are or what he's saying, you lose all discretion. So what can you do at this point for $3 million a week? Because that's what we're talking about here.
With what's going to happen here, though, there's going to be a lot of people paying extra taxes for something that really doesn't benefit them at all. And, I mean, if you could start paying more property tax and you start paying more sales tax, and you don't really have anything to do with that oil field, it's coming out of the pockets of the people that don't. And therefore, the oil field should be paying for the government that it takes to help them out.
Sure. Tell your neighbors, no on five. Greg, appreciate the call. Let's go to Jeff and Minot. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, Scott. Yeah, just one real quick comment that Ron brought up. And it's an excellent point, and I think illustrates the need for a greater narrative in the state, and that's recruiting. I work for one of the largest producers here in the state, and we're having success in recruiting by simply taking our candidates out in the field, showing them what we're doing to be good corporate citizens and good stewards of the environment, and we're also getting them a chance to see what's out there in terms of all of our outdoor recreation opportunities, hunting, fishing, camping, you name it. And I get the feeling, you know, just from hearing the news and talking to people out in Fargo, Red River Valley area, that everybody east of Bismarck thinks this, you know, Western North Dakota is this big, vast industrial wasteland. And it isn't, because we're proving that every day by simply our recruiting numbers, bringing people in once they've seen what we're doing out here.
Well, great, great concept, isn't it, Ron?
You know, Jeff, this is, if you go to any oil field in the world, the technology that we're using, the cutting-edge technology to develop oil from shale with a smaller footprint than anywhere else we've ever done this in the world. We're doing this with one-tenth of the footprint of that what we could have done just 10 years ago. We're doing this right with a smaller footprint. I always have things to learn, always have things to get better, but what you're showing them is exactly what you see, and that's why we encourage all North Dakotans, take the trip, drive out there, see for yourself. You're going to see that Watford City, Williston need a lot more infusion of money into those communities to you know, get them back to great places they are and improve them in the future. But get out there and take a trip, see it for yourself, and just like this Measure 5, you're going to see a lot of slick ads with their $4 to $5 million of out-of-state money that's going to try and get them $4 to $5 billion. But remember, at the end of the day, who are the groups, the North Dakota groups, the 70 plus groups, the 37 farm groups, all of the 100 legislators, the mayors from all the major cities that oppose this measure, who are you going to listen to?
Yeah, good points. Jeff, thanks for the call, and thanks also for being proactive. I mean, you're right about the viewpoint of what represents the area you're taking those prospective employees as a vast wasteland and, you know, crime-ridden and bad traffic and everything else, mainly because, you know, a lot of the media folks, editorial pages of the major newspapers in the state, and you know, sound bites on newscasts paint that picture, and it's not accurate. So really encourage folks to get out there. All right, we're out of time. Jeff in Jamestown, sorry we didn't get to you, but we just are plumb out of time here, and got to head upstairs, catch this press conference, which we will have. Ron, thank you. Appreciate you joining us.
Thanks, Scotty. It was another great day in North Dakota.
Taking those calls with us every other Monday. Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council on What's on Your Mind. Heading for Sarah Palin in Williston tonight for the Trinity Christian School. And we'll have a full report on that tomorrow. We'll be at BSC, Bismarck State College, for the Empower Energy Conference with coverage tomorrow on What's on Your Mind. God bless you one and all, and thank you for listening to What's on Your Mind. Bye-bye. Nesset Consulting Service of Tioga is the most recognized and respected on-site geologic service company in the Williston Basin and beyond. Here's Kathy Nesset on the Booming Bakken. Is it the North Dakota miracle, Kathy?
I do think it's a miracle, and I think we are truly blessed to be part of it.
Talk about the newest North Dakotan's role in the Booming Bakken.
The base of this is, you know, the hometown North Dakota guy and gal, but I have such respect for the newcomers to the area. I really feel that, you know, as a community, in our church communities, in our schools, in our, you know, business communities, I really see that North Dakota has a welcome, open arm to our out-of-state people who are here. And I admire those who have the wherewithal, and to be quite honest with you, the guts to pick up and move to North Dakota and try to make a living for their families.
To find out more about Nesset Consulting Service, go to nessetconsulting.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.